Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The New York State Board of Regents yesterday proposed revised gender-neutral rules to determine when a female or male student can play on a school sports team of the opposite sex, potentially opening the door to more co-ed teams. While supporters of the proposed change said it would bring greater equity to school sports, some critics lamented that it could compromise girls' sports by allowing in boys who could dominate. Craig Schneider and Greg Sarra report on Newsday.com that board trustees, who discussed the changes at their meeting Monday, said the new rules would apply when a school does not offer separate male and female teams for a particular sport. The rules would apply, for example, when a female student wants to play on a football or wrestling team, or a male student wants to play on a field hockey or girls' volleyball team. Board members said they hope to eliminate extra burdensome requirements placed on students who wish to play a sport that traditionally caters to members of the opposite sex. "I think this is long overdue," said Roger Tillis, Long Island's longtime member of the New York State Board of Regents. "It's not just in fairness to girls who want to play in the football team, but it's going to open field hockey for boys." Tom Combs, the executive director of Section 11, which governs Suffolk sports, said the plan needs more scrutiny. "I'm not in favor of anything that adversely affects the girls," Combs said. "This was a proposal to examine and look at the mixed competition policy as written. There is nothing ratified at this time. It's a proposal to be looked at in the fall." 2 years after affiliating with Long Island Community Hospital, NYU Langone filed an application to fully merge assets with the Patchogue Institution. Serena Trangle reports on Newsday.com that the Manhattan-based health system received permission in February 2022 to become the active parent of Long Island Community Hospital and detailed longer-term plans for a full merger. When the partnership was announced, NYU Langone said it would invest $100 million to improve the hospital, including its electronic record system, emergency rooms, and operating rooms. Executives said more physicians and staff would be hired. NYU Langone did not specify how much of the $100 million investment had been made and by how much it had increased various types of clinicians in its merger application, which is dated April 26th. The document notes the health systems are ready to fully merge assets, with Long Island Community Hospital at NYU Langone becoming a division of the NYU Langone Health System. NYU Langone spokesman Stephen Retea said in a statement yesterday, "A full merger is expected in about a year." The Long Island Railroad is going to be performing Sperry rail testing and track maintenance on the Montauk branch from Babylon to Montauk each night, starting tonight, from Tuesday, May 7th until Friday, May 10th, from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. each night. As a result, train service on the Montauk branch will be out of service each overnight between Babylon and Montauk, with buses running in their place. The railroad said the testing is part of its annual track maintenance program, which ensures its infrastructure is in a state of good repair. All train service will be replaced by buses in both directions between Babylon and Montauk tonight through Friday. Passengers can expect an additional hour and 15 minutes of travel time in either direction. Nearly a third of Suffolk convenience stores and gas stations targeted in a recent undercover operation by county law enforcement illegally sold nicotine vaping cartridges to minors, often in e-cigarette flavors banned by the state, officials announced yesterday in Yaphank. Robert Brodsky reports on Newsday.com that in total, 17 of 53 businesses targeted since mid-March by the Suffolk County Police Department, or 32%, were issued citations that come with a $1,000 fine for a first offense and $2,000 thereafter. The investigation also led to the arrest of 18 store employees. Those employees were charged with second-degree unlawfully dealing with a child, a misdemeanor, and issued desk appearance tickets. The businesses remained open. Meanwhile, 3,000 illegal vaping products were seized on April 25th from a gas station in Shirley, the second largest seizure of its kind in Suffolk County history. That seized product, police said, will be incinerated. The majority of businesses are following the law, said Acting Police Commissioner Robert Waring on Monday as he stood before the seized products. But approximately 30% of the stores checked sold to underage people, and that is simply too much. Young people often do not understand the health risks of nicotine use. We rely on the store selling those products to check IDs and to only sell to those legally permitted. The U.S. Navy's Restoration Advisory Board for the EPCAL site in Calverton will meet this evening at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Senior Center on Shade Tree Lane in Aquabog. An open house is scheduled before the meeting at 5:30 p.m., which will include informational displays along with representatives from the Navy and partnering agencies. Per the U.S. Navy, Naval Weapons Industrial Reserve Plant Calverton, New York, was a government-owned contractor-operated facility located in Suffolk County on Long Island, approximately 70 miles east of New York City. Established in 1954 for the development, assembly, testing, refitting, and retrofitting of naval combat aircraft, Northrop Grumman Corporation was the sole operator of the facility from its construction in the early 1950s until it closed in February 1996. There are currently no operational activities being conducted on the Navy's 209 acres. Current Navy actions are limited to environmental investigations and cleanup. Once again, that meeting is this evening at 6 p.m. at the Riverhead Senior Center on Shade Tree Lane in Aquabog. A half hour earlier, there'll be a Navy open house. A community meeting has been planned to discuss improvements to Three Mile Harbor Road, or County Road 40, in East Hampton. Lisa Finn reports on Patch.com that the meeting is scheduled for tomorrow at 7 p.m. in East Hampton Town Hall, 159 Panico Road in East Hampton. The Suffolk County Department of Public Works and the East Hampton Town Board and town staff, along with Suffolk County Legislator Ann Welker, are holding the meeting to discuss ongoing plans for improvements to Three Mile Harbor Road in Springs. Public comments will be received during the meeting after the presentation. The project aims to improve various aspects within the Three Mile Harbor corridor in Springs. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. East Hampton Town Hall to discuss Three Mile Harbor Road. The Faculty Senate at Stony Brook University voted overwhelmingly yesterday to demand that the school drop charges against 29 students and faculty arrested in connection with a pro-Palestinian demonstration last week. Bart Jones reports on Newsday.com that in a heated meeting that was also attended by University President Maury McInnes, the Senate also voted to investigate a new campus police operation McInnes has created. Speakers noted that the campus police seized the cell phones of some of the protesters and refused to return them, in what some professors characterized as an action more typical of an authoritarian police state. The SBU Faculty Senate tabled for a week a third resolution declaring no confidence in President McInnes's capacity to perform the ongoing duties of her office in a wise and humane manner. The resolution to demand charges be dropped is largely symbolic, as the group has no direct power over the administration's actions in connection with the protest. McInnes, during the nearly two-hour meeting Monday, vehemently defended her handling of last week's protest, saying university officials were put in an extremely difficult position and did their best to defuse a volatile situation. Quote, "We did not want to arrest anyone," she said. "We wanted to de-escalate the situation." She noted that protests at other colleges around the country have ended far worse. Columbia University has canceled its main graduation after nearly 300 people were arrested there, along with City College of New York. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.